As we do every Thursday morning, we catch up with our friends at Ivy Tech. And Doug Maddock checks in this morning. Doug, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Very fine. Thank you.
Could you come over here and tighten up my ship a little bit? Because this lightning dancing outside my window has everything flickering. Is there any? Can you help me with any of that?
I wish I could. We're in the same situation here. We're hearing thunder and lightning, and it looks dark out.
Out on the west side there, obviously all the construction going on, Ivy Tech expansion and growth. And we've heard about the construction upkeep. And Keith Klein tells me you are the man to ask on this. Jenny Vaughn, the chancellor, usually checks in with us. She'll give the tours. But if you want to get into the guts of it all, you're the man that's helping make sure this stays on track. Is that true?
That's almost true.
Well, I got to watch out with Keith. He's in, he's out, he's flighty. But tell us about your role in this project coming along out there on the west side.
Yeah, I'm the coordinator for the Ivy Tech campus for the construction project. We're building 90,000 square feet, of course, on the north side of the existing building, which will house the new culinary arts program and many other very important functions, including a large lecture hall/auditorium, which will enhance our ability to service the Ivy Tech community for community events.
And with all that going on, some people will say, well, you know what, are you guys going to get everything done by the time school starts? What's the contingency plan if it doesn't happen? Please alleviate our fears, which we shouldn't have, but I could see why people would say that.
Yeah, we're not really expected to be in the new wing until January of 16. About 7 months from now. But we should be in excellent condition by then. We'll have all the new classrooms up. The new culinary arts section should be up and fully operational. And we'll be ready to go with the brand new 90,000 square foot facility.
Well, that's fantastic. So nobody that's registering now should be like, I don't think I'll be, I'm not sure what's going on. That's, we have nothing to worry about, right?
Not a thing. We took a little delay with a little roofing situation that we've had, but that's straightened itself out now, and we are full bore moving forward.
Doug Maddox, our guest this morning. He's in charge of facilities out there at Ivy Tech on the west side. It reads here you're also in the faculty staff band. Tell me about what that entails.
Oh, how did you, Mike, how did you
I'm
get
telling
that?
You, Keith Klein, once Keith gets a file on you, you're done. He'll get all the information. That's what he does. He gathers information.
Bless his heart. I owe him for this.
That's right.
We have a little pickup band that we just knock around for fun. We have a good time with it. Play for some functions at the school, and we're none of us are spring chickens anymore. If you know what I'm saying, we play some of the old stuff and just have a doggone good time. That's all we do.
Does Jenny let you play over there at some of the events?
Actually, we do, yeah. It's sometimes a spring event, and we just played about a month ago at one of the evening events for one of the outside groups. So,
yeah, it seems like there's events going on daily there at Ivy Tech. Summertime, now you've got obviously less traffic this time of year. Does that help you guys get ahead of what you're trying to get ready for January of 2016?
Absolutely. We've got quite a bit of reconstruction work going on inside the existing building. The new advising center is now operational, which is just completed last week. We are now kind of tearing up the middle of the building for what we're calling the new one-stop enhanced enrollment center. That'll be a very nice addition for people coming onto campus that are looking to enroll in new classes. Just a great, great upgrade of this existing facility.
And those upgrades are happening everywhere. The new facility, the new wing, is everything been on time? How tell us about the process. I mean, we always hear everything's going great, but that has been the case?
Yeah, we're in good shape now. We've, like I said, had a little roofing hang-up.
That was it. Okay. Yeah, that's amazing for putting up a facility of that size and strength and only having that one hang-up. That's fantastic news.
It's not bad at all. I mean, yeah, we always have the little blips in every big job. It's a $24 million project, as you know. Always have little blips, but I'm very happy with this. This is as smooth a project. I've been in industry and business for probably 35 years, and this is as smooth a project as I've really been on.
Well, that's outstanding news. Now, once this gets done, it's never done, right? What are we looking at down the road? If you had your wish list and a pocket full of cash, what maybe would be on the horizon, or what's going to be the next angle out there?
You know, I don't know. I've probably got my ideas. I think the chancellor, her vision is excellent for the future of this campus. I'd wait a week and ask the chancellor that question.
You're deferring up the ladder. That's a smart man. Doug Maddox, our guest this morning. He has not been hit by lightning yet. It is bouncing around quite frequently here in downtown Bloomington. How much room do you have out there on the west side for any other larger project? Is that something that there is room for down the road? I know, obviously, in this day and age, everything depends on finance and how much help you get from here and from there. But do you have enough land and room out there to go if you need to keep going?
Oh, this site that we're on is around 39 acres. We'll have this site pretty well filled up at the end of this project. We have the ICLS site, which is over to Profile Parkway.
Right.
That has, we take up 5 acres of that 16-acre site. So there's still at least 9-10 acres of buildable area on that site for future development.
So you got a little breathing room.
We're not closed out just yet.
Right, because we always hear it in this day and age as well, because Ivy Tech's a little bit, they got to look a little, some over here, they're a little bit over there, a little bit over there, and trying to put everything on one campus, which maybe could be possible one day, isn't possible now, but the more you can have under your umbrella makes things a little bit easier to operate, correct?
You bet. That's exactly right.
Hey, I tell you what, you can get after Keith, but when you guys get together with the staff band, how many guys are in your band?
Oh, six of us.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Yeah.
So you guys get rocking and rolling. We like to hear that. That's great. Yeah. Hey, Doug, stay safe out there. Probably today is not the day you want to make check for skylights or anything else going on. See if they're leaking. And we appreciate your time, and we can't wait to see the finished product out there, and we're glad everything is going on time.
Thank you very much.